The queen lifted her hands and rested them on her hips. Quite the showwoman she was.
Why do you trouble my court again, little wise?
I lifted my chin and my pulse quickened. My palms felt clammy, and I pressed them against my thighs.
Majesty, an old dark witch has resurrected to life without. She is a threat not only to my world, but to yours. If she achieves her goals, it could mean that the veil between our worlds could be destroyed. She desires your throne above all.
The last of my statement echoed through the hall, and a thunderous silence descended. Even the game-playing Fae had halted their sport to take in the queen's reaction. Queen Elfame's amethyst eyes homed in on mine, cool and calculating and glittering with judgment. At first, there was no visible or audible reaction from the queen or her subjects. But when Queen Elfame gave a light scoff of dry laughter, the room behind me filled with titters and soft chuckles. I felt like I'd swallowed a stone. Queen Elfame, if she could read minds, knew perfectly well what I came to ask for, and she knew I wasn't lying. So why was she laughing? The hairs on my forearms lifted, and the temperature felt as though it had dropped a few degrees. I suppressed a shiver and the urge to cross my arms protectively.
The veil cannot be destroyed,
Queen Elfame replied with another feminine scoff.
Certainly not by some human witch from without. And if she ever did happen to find the ability to cross over, she'd find I deal with such creatures in my own merciful and generous manner.
Her nails pressed into the fabric of her gown, making dimples.
By destroying her the moment she takes a breath of our air, rather than allowing my subjects to torture her.
Queen Elfame?
I took a breath and prayed for the anxiety roiling in my gut to subside. I hoped the news I was about to share would not backfire on me. Stavarak might have a kill-the-messenger kind of culture. I trusted that Fifa would have advised me not to mention Gilbarta if it was a bad idea.
This witch, Daraka Goithra, is responsible for the death of one of your own daughters.
Queen Elfame's eyes narrowed when I called the witch by name, and I realized that she recognized it. Emboldened, I went on.
Daraka manipulated the people of Dundee so that they would burn Gilbarta at the stake. The witch used your daughter's ashes in a spell and absorbed Gilbarta's powers, the powers of a wise. With this power, Daraka can return from the dead as long as her body is buried in the earth, as is the custom of the Highlands, ensuring a kind of immortality for herself. She is presently alive, and she intends to find two more wise whose ashes she can use to become even more powerful. The ashes of three wise are supposed to enable her to cross the veil between our worlds. If she gains enough power to cross over, she'll arrive here more powerful than she's ever been before, and with devious intentions for you.
It occurred to me to flatter Queen Elfame. I had a feeling she'd respond positively to it. I could say that surely the queen's mighty power could prevent such a horrible thing from happening. Surely her goodness and mercy and blah, blah, blah. But not only was the idea of lip service to her nauseating, she'd know it was contrived. I closed my mouth and waited. Queen Elfame sank slowly to her alabaster seat again, moving her gown to the side where it draped across the floor in fetching drifts of fabric.
Gilbarta's death was regretful,
she replied calmly. I blinked at her. Regretful? Your own daughter was murdered in one of the most painful ways possible for her ashes, and you call it regretful? A low hiss swept the room at my defiant tone, and I pressed my lips together.